One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good evening and welcome to Monsters Among Us, the Tuesday edition. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. Welcome back, folks. I feel like we just met here a couple of days ago. But that doesn't mean I'm not happy that you're here. I'm tickled pink, in fact. Because I have another themed episode I think you're really going to enjoy. Now remember, these Tuesday shows have a little different format. I won't be offering up as much commentary as I do on the Thursday show. And each of tonight's calls have one central theme in common. They're all stories about doppelgangers. A person's exact copy. Now oftentimes said to be different in behavior and sometimes even bizarro or evil. Now, according to several websites, scientists claim that each person on Earth has roughly six doppelgangers. Lookalikes, near-identical non-biological twins, floating around the world somewhere. So somewhere out there in the ether, there are five more of me. Probably all out there modeling men's genes or something. And that also means there are five more of you out there. Living off your good looks. And tonight we're going to explore a bunch of these stories. But you know, not all is what it seems. Because these doppelgangers manifest in all sorts of different ways. As you're about to experience. So join me as we explore doppelgangers. Beginning with this call from Rachel in the state of Illinois.
Hey Derek, my name is Rachel and I am located in Northern Illinois. I've been listening to you for years. Actually, it must have been the first or second season I found you, and I've been meaning to call and tell you some crazy things from my childhood, but that's actually not while I'm calling. I am at work right now and I cannot stop thinking about something that happened to me the other night. So I was in the house with my fiance. We had got, I can't remember if I was getting dinner ready or if I was putting dinner away, but I'm standing at the counter and I'm looking at the counter doing stuff with my hands. and he is to my right, probably about a foot away from me, leaning against the countertop, having a conversation. We are sitting there talking and, you know, normal conversation. And then I have hands come around my waist and I freaked, just huge gasping. And I'm like, and he's like, what's wrong? And he's right there behind me. And as mundane as it sounds, the crazy part is while I was sitting there talking to him, I could see him in my peripheral vision. And he did not move. He was still in my peripherals until I did that gasp and I was no longer paying attention to what was in my peripheral vision. But he did not move. And he swears up and down. He's like, babe, I walked across the kitchen and then I came up behind you and put my arms around you, like while we were talking. And his voice didn't change at all. Like it sounded like he was still next to me and that he was right there. He was right there in my peripheral vision the entire time until he was behind me. I mean, my fiance is 6'5 and 300 pounds, so he is not hard to miss. And I can't stop thinking about it. It's just driving me insane. And I was at my desk listening to the podcast and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to give him a call and just tell him this crazy thing because he did not move. And I can't stop thinking about it, how that happened. But I love the podcast. It is my favorite thing. I'm currently catching up and yeah. All right. Enjoy your night.
Thank you, Rachel. Well, that'll make the hair on your arm stand up. But I'm not so sure that this is a true doppelganger case, given the circumstances. We just might be looking at some sort of glitch in the Matrix instead. Now, next up, we venture to that state up north. Tanner, welcome to the show.
Hey, Derek. My name is Tanner Langkamp. I am from Allegan, Michigan. I wanted to share one experience I had. I'm not quite sure what it could mean. And also a theory whether on something I've just been working on myself. So the story takes place about half a year ago. I was out at a mall with a friend of mine. And as we were walking, we were just talking about your show, actually. I was requesting them to take a listen to it. And as we were walking out of this GameStop, and I bumped into somebody, and I turned around to say sorry, and I realized looking from their chest up, they had a red Mackinaw sweatshirt on. And when I looked at their face, I was kind of just starstruck, to say the least, because they looked almost identical to me, but way younger. The reason why I say way younger is the last year or so, I've been growing out my hair and also growing out my beard. But before that, I was completely clean shaven with a shorter haircut with shaved sides and long on the top. And they looked pretty much just like me. Same sort of outfit I would have worn, especially since I have the exact same sweatshirt that I got from a trip to Mackinac City. And as we were walking away, I said my apologies. And as we were walking away, my friend also commented that they looked a lot like me. I don't know what it could have been, like whether or not it's a doppelganger or some sort of other phenomenon. Love the show. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Tanner. Now, if you're curious about your doppelganger, there's actually a website to help you find said people. It's called twinstrangers.net, and they use images and facial scans to connect you with other users that look exactly like you. Now, there's a link in the show notes if you want to try it out. But that's a hard no for me, dog. No thanks. Now, a big thanks to both Rachel and Tanner for kicking things off.
Family attorney, if you're facing
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think it's the perfect timing.
The high desert's right.
Now this next doppelganger story takes us to Canada. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey there, my name is Nick. I'm from Canada, but this story takes place in the southern parts of England. So I was visiting my aunt and uncle. My mom is originally from England, and my aunt is her sister. My aunt and uncle live in this beautiful older home, which notably was actually used as a field hospital during World War II. It was pretty common practice in England. The house itself is pretty well laid out, like there's a good flow to all the rooms, but the first floor is kind of the shape of a key, so the teeth of the key would be where my aunt's library is. In the shaft of the key, there's a stairwell that goes up to the second floor, and then the handle of the key is where my uncle's office and the kitchen would be. This is important, I promise. So one evening, I was kind of getting a bit cold, so I got up from where I was sitting at the kitchen table, went down the hallway, so the shaft of the key, and when I went past the library, I saw out of the corner of my eye what I believed at the time was my aunt sitting at her desk looking at something on her computer. This was out of the corner of my eye. This was pretty common. My aunt would often go into her library and just check her email really quick. So I didn't honestly thought nothing of it. I go upstairs, get a jumper, come back down the stairs, and in the corner of my eye, she's still there. So I go back into the kitchen, and the first thing I see is my aunt's actually at the kitchen counter. And I say out loud, "Who's in the library?" And my aunt looks at me and she says, "What do you mean?" And I say, "Well, is it mom in the library?" My mom. And my mom comes out of the bathroom that's behind the kitchen, so completely the opposite end of the house. My mom's like, "No, I was in the washroom." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "Was it my uncle, whose name I'll leave out?" And my uncle says, "No, I've been in my office the whole time." And when I tell you, my skin completely crawled off my body in that moment. So I explain what happened, and my aunt just sort of nods. I'm like, okay. A few other experiences that have happened are when the nights are really nice in England, you can just eat dinner outside. There's no bugs. There's no mosquitoes. So we would often eat dinner outside. And I've looked up several times to the second floor windows and seen shadows walking along the corridor, like along the hallway. Other times I felt like there's people behind me, and then my door to the room that I would stay in would just open itself. Now, these doors are really thick, the way that you'd see old doors in period dramas, right? Like, they're really thick. The door walls are, like, obviously wider than we get now, and the doors have to be latched to close. Like, you have to push them shut. I always do this. So the door opened itself. I got up, went to shut the door, and when I turned around, the door audibly unclicked. Checked to make sure there are no windows open, no nothing. Lastly, my aunt said that one evening they had the fire on, as you do when you're reading by the fire, she fell asleep. She kind of woke up and felt her cat get up on the couch next to her, and she reached out to pet the cat, only to realize that the cat had been gone, as in it had died a few years before. I love the show. I've called in before, and thanks for being awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Nick. So I guess this phenomena happens in England as well. Not that I'm surprised, because I think we all knew that doppelgangers were a worldwide phenomena. It occurs basically anywhere that there are people. But the name doppelganger, it has an origin. Germany, in fact. A noun that literally means double walker. And was first coined by German romantic author Jean-Paul in 1796. So the concept has been around for quite a while. But prior to the creation of the word, the term fetch was used to describe someone's eerie double. As in, last night I saw your fetch. I guess she finally made it happen. Well, fetch, in this usage, is defined as an exact spectral double of a living human whose appearance is regarded as ominous. So basically a double walker, or a doppelganger. Now I'm sure it's all more complicated than that, but that is the streamlined version. And when I come back from this quick break, I have more examples for you of doppelgangers. And you'll soon learn that not all doppelgangers can be human. We'll be right back.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Different people talking about, okay? This isn't a bad team. 13-12, the final.
Now, as I said, not all doppelgangers are people. Take Brad's story, for example. Here's his entry out of the Buckeye Estate.
Hi, Derek and Monsters Among Us. This is Brad from Southwest Ohio calling back. I just had a weird instance happen tonight, and I'm curious to see if anyone has experienced something similar. So I left to go to my running group and had to put my dog upstairs in one of the bedrooms, put the gate across so he's limited in terms of where he can roam, because he tends to get a little curious and agitated if sometimes we leave and we don't take him with us. So my mom gets home before we do. So she lets him out and he's just kind of roaming the house. I come home from running group, you know, just coming home, trying to help take care of her and, you know, see what she needs and stuff like that. And I noticed that our dog, who is named Kodiak, a white kind of silver husky about 8-9 years old. So he's kind of, you know, walking around, you know, checking things out, nothing out of the ordinary. And I'm like, oh, so she let him out of the room so he can walk around the house. We go out after I get home and we're gone for about maybe an hour, if that. So we get home, and he's not around. And this is kind of strange. So we are calling him, and he's upstairs, kind of wooing. You know how huskies kind of talk. And he's still in my mom's bedroom, and the gate is up. And I'm thinking, oh, that's weird. Did he not get let out, or did she put him back? So I guess my question is, has anyone ever experienced or had any encounter with a animal doppelganger, and more specifically a doppelganger of your pet? There was no unusual behavior, no aggression, anything like that. It was just kind of weird because I got home and he's walking around the lower level of the house, just kind of hanging out with us while I got home. And then we leave, come back home, and he's upstairs and the gate is up. And the gate was down, and I'm not too sure if something may have happened or if maybe that was not Kodiak who was walking around downstairs with us. So if anyone's had any experience with animal doppelgangers, more specifically doppelganger of your pet, I would love to hear your encounter, your experience. I'm not even sure if this is a thing. Maybe he was put back upstairs by my mom, or maybe I just imagined it. But it was very strange, and just thought you guys would like to hear. Thanks, and keep it spooky out there.
Thank you, Brad. Well, not to debunk or anything, but is it possible that he just jumped over his gate, then jumped back in to the enclosure, knowing that he wasn't allowed to be out? That is a pretty smart breed of dog, after all. And I've seen a few videos on Instagram of people that brought the wrong cat into their house, thinking they'd brought their own in. It isn't until the second cat shows up that they realize they have two identical cats on their hands. I'm not saying that's what happened to Brad and Kodiak, but it's certainly worth exploring. And you'd asked Brad if I had heard any other similar stories about furry doppelgangers. The following was submitted recently by Molly, coincidentally also in the Buckeye State. This might be exactly what you're looking for, Brad.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm from South Vienna, Ohio. It's a little farming town between Dayton and Columbus, middle of nowhere, if you blink, you miss it. And I just had a story I wanted to share. This happened about 8 or 9 years ago. I've since moved from the area. I now live in Northeast Ohio. But at the time, I was working evenings from home. So I was able to pretty much just be home whenever I wanted to and, you know, let the dogs out if they needed to go out. And I had actually just brought my service dog home. I am disabled and needed a service animal to assist with balance and gait and all of that fun stuff that comes with disabilities. But we had just finally picked him up from the trainers after working with him for about a month and a half. So by this point, he's my baby. Wherever I go, he goes. And he's just right on the ball, always with me like he's supposed to be. And I am in the kitchen of my house, and I hear my dog barking outside, and that's weird, but I do have some memory issues, and I didn't think I put him out on his lead, but not even thinking about it, I went outside, and I went to bring him inside. I shut the door behind me, and I'm standing outside. It's kind of a chilly fall evening, you know, all those go to kind of a crisp evening, and I look down my wheelchair ramp at the base of it where we have the lead attached. And there's my dog. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe I have my microstroke. So I was thinking maybe I had a TIA and completely blanked on taking my dog out and leaving him there. And I start to hobble down the wheelchair ramp to let him in. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, I hear my dog barking and jumping on the back door from inside. At that point, I realized I hadn't let my dog out and that this was not my dog. My dog was inside. I very quickly went inside and shut the door behind me, and my dog started to bark and snarl at the back door, which was really weird because he had never shown any of this aggression before. I still, to this date, do not know what that animal was that was at the base of my stairs that looked like my dog. It just blew my mind. I'm very thankful my dog did jump and bark on the door, so I heard him and realized very quickly that whatever that was, it was not my dog. Yeah, that's the end of my story. I hope you can use it. If not, at least you got a good story. And if you've ever heard of anything like this happening before, I would greatly appreciate it because I still am kind of stumped by it. All right, well, thanks and have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, Molly. Molly, meet Brad. Brad, meet Molly. I think you two have a lot in common. Now, I've linked to a few other examples of dog doppelgangers in the show notes. So if this piques your interest, hop on over and take a look. MonstersAmongUsPodcast.com and click the show notes tab. And while you're there, click the shop tab as well to pick up some awesome Monsters Among Us gear and help support the podcast. That's MonstersAmongUsPodcast.com. Now, folks, I can squeeze one more call in here before our next break, so let's sneak in Vince's call from the state of Illinois.
Hey, Derek, this is Vince from Illinois. Just listened to episode 17 in season 8, or I am listening to it, and then just came across Miguel's story talking about doppelgangers. Well, as I said, my name is Vince, but on my original birth certificate, I am Vicente. Throughout the years since about like 2008, 2009, want to say maybe like end of 2008 because I had already graduated high school, I have had multiple people come up to me throughout the years, I'd say about 6 or 7 different times, saying, oh, I saw you here, I saw you there. A couple of them were like friends, or I've become friends with them. We met in social situations and, you know, the friendship evolved from that. But other times, like, it's been strangers. Some of them were like, oh, you know, you helped me, my car got stalled and you helped me push it off the side of the road or whatever, you know, get out of traffic. You know, a couple of them have been like super angry, like I did something horrible to them. And Miguel talks about how he named his doppelganger Vicente. Well, I thought that was strange and odd. And, you know, I'm like, no way. Like, there's no way. And then he said that he's like 6'3". And I'm like, nope, that's definitely not it, because I am definitely not 6'3". So there's no way anybody would ever be able to confuse the two of us. But he also mentioned that he has a beard, and I usually wear a beard. So maybe they're not seeing the height, but I just thought that was really odd, really strange, and just wanted to make that connection. Yeah. So I'm going to keep listening, and I'm kind of scared that I'm already almost caught up with the seasons because I'm enjoying binging, and it's going to kill me to have to wait for more content to be released. So I'm definitely going to hop on that Patreon subscription very soon here. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank you, Vince. Well, if you can't get enough MAU, these Tuesday shows should help you get your fix. And if you like the new format and the additional content, be sure to let us know by leaving us a rate and review wherever you can. Spotify, Apple, I think even Amazon allows it at this point. And did I mention that each review is huge in helping the show to grow? Now I'll be right back with more Doppelgangers after this.
Get to this week.
in the headline.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Bought the domain name.
Today in extra innings, and the Dodgers sweep the Buccos.
And another huge thanks for supporting our sponsors. It's through their support that we're able to do extra shows like this. So supporting them allows them to support us. If you get what I'm getting at. Now next up, we venture to the state of Massachusetts, where we hear from not only a repeat offender, but someone that's likely in for life. Welcome back to the show, David.
Hello, Derek, Addie, and friends. My name is David, and I'm from Boston. What I'm about to share with you took place in September of 2020. A little over a year ago, in 2019, a good friend of mine, whose name is Bob, decided to move from Massachusetts to Texas. Basically, you could say Bob is my doppelganger. We both worked for the same company, and on a daily basis, people constantly would have trouble telling us apart. It actually was fun at times. We are still friends on Facebook, but like a lot of people, I have not been in touch with him at all, only making the occasional comments of each other's posts. So here's what happened. It's important to note, I tend to remember my dreams almost every night. Although this night, I just didn't have a dream. It turned out to be a true nightmare. In the dream, I was standing about 100 yards from the edge of the Grand Canyon. What first caught my attention was a huge, round, balancing boulder about the size of a small house, positioned right on the very edge. To the right of the boulder was a man hitting baseballs down into the canyon, while off in the distance you could see roughly about 15 people rock climbing up the canyon wall. With no warning, an earthquake shook the boulder loose, instantly killing the man as it fell to the bottom. This part was so vivid, not only was I seeing it, I could feel it shake as well. The very next thing that happened was the people who were rock climbing started to fall, knocking each other to their deaths as the earthquake continued. That's when, out of nowhere, a blonde-haired man flew down from the sky and landed right next to where I was standing, and that's when I woke up. This dream instantly felt different, not just because it was a nightmare, but because it felt so real and intense. It was only about 6 hours later that day. I was checking out Facebook when I couldn't believe my eyes. My friend Bob had driven from Texas to the Grand Canyon and posted about 10 photos. The first two photos were exactly the same view of what I had seen in the dream. Although the giant round boulder in the photo, in reality, was not as smooth looking as it was in my dream. But more important, in Bob's photo, you could see the same man standing next to it. Other than that, in his photos, there wasn't any rock climbers like the ones in my dream. But the perspective view was spot on identical. So with no knowledge at all of Bob's trip to the Grand Canyon, I saw where he took the photos from roughly 6 hours before he even arrived there. Now I'm left wondering if this is like a doppelganger kind of thing. And maybe the two of us have seen our futures in our dreams multiple times and never even knew it in the past. I'm just thankful it was only the view and not the deadly earthquake that happened later that day. Thanks, Derek and Addie. Monsters Among Us rocks.
Good to hear from you, as always, David. And that's wild stuff. Now, if you could, do me a favor. If you ever have a dream about me or Southern California, specifically the San Bernardino Mountains, please do let me know. Because that coincidence, if that is what it was downright eerie. But you know, David isn't the only one that's experienced a premonition based on a doppelganger. The great president Abraham Lincoln, too, saw a doppelganger. His own. And it predicted a tragedy. Soon after his election in 1860, Lincoln saw a double image of his face reflected in a mirror in his Springfield, Illinois home. One was his real face, the other a pale imitation. Now, Lincoln's superstitious wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, was deeply troubled by her husband's account of the incident. She prophesied that the sharper image indicated that he would serve out his first term. The faint, ghost-like image was a sign that he would be renominated for a second term, but would not live to complete it. And of course, we all know how that ended. Now, David's isn't the only strange doppelganger dream story I have to share with you. So let's fire the others up, beginning with Morgan in the state of Idaho.
Hi, Derek. This is Morgan from Boise, Idaho. I have a story about a dream I remember having when I was about 2 years old, which I know is pretty young to remember a dream, I guess, but I'm sure I was that age. But I've remembered it all my life. And in this dream, I was outside my house where I lived with my mother and father, and it was a pleasant suburban neighborhood and bright, sunshiny green lawn. And so I'm looking into our living room from outside the house, but it's like the ground for me is at an angle to the house so that I'm looking in and up, and I see me, a two-year-old sweet little girl, looking through the window and smiling at me. And the weird thought I've been having lately as I remember this dream is, who was the me that was looking in at myself? And I have a weird suspicion that I maybe took possession of myself at some point. I have no idea, but weird things happened after that time in my life. Love the show. You're doing a great job. Thank you for everything you do. Bye.
Thank you, Morgan. And I actually have one more of these doppelganger dream stories. So let's roll that one rapid fire as well. Danny from Ohio, welcome to the show.
Hi, Derek. This is Danny from Dayton, Ohio. This took place in 2018. My boyfriend and I were living in this really old house in downtown Dayton. It was around like 150 years old, pretty historic. And a lot of really creepy things happened there, but this was by far the scariest, in my opinion. So one night we were sleeping, and I woke up out of a pretty scary nightmare, and I was just instantly stuck in sleep paralysis. I've been having that since I was in middle school. I'm 27 now, so, you know, it's something that I'm very used to. So I just tried to relax, and I knew that it would wear off eventually, you know, or I would just fall back asleep. So across from our bed, we had this really large floor standing mirror leaning against our wall. And the way that it was leaning, you could see, you know, our whole bedroom, us, our bed, the whole backside of our bedroom, basically. And as I'm laying there, you know, I'm totally paralyzed. I can't move. I started to hear shuffling in our room, which is pretty normal with sleep paralysis. You know, you hear a lot of weird stuff. So I kind of began to panic because it was taking longer for me to get out of sleep paralysis. And I was trying, you know, move my hand to wake him up, which obviously that doesn't work. It didn't work that time either. And I saw this blurry figure walking back and forth inside the reflection of the mirror. So it would only go as far as the full width of the mirror would allow, if that makes sense. You know, just back and forth, back and forth. And this figure, who I then realize is a total copy of me, I mean, wearing exactly what I went to bed in, shuffled out of the mirror and was then standing inside of our room. I'm still laying there, completely stuck, petrified, obviously, following myself, this thing with my eyes, you know, who looked just like me. And it was kind of just crawling, shuffling around the floor of our room, almost like circling our bed, like a predator almost. All of a sudden, my viewpoint changed and I was able to see myself and the situation from above, almost like I was in an OBE out of nowhere, like a split just snap and boom, I was viewing the whole thing from above. I saw this thing, you know, which looked literally just like me. It even had its hair braided with one braid down the back, just like I had gone to bed that night with a braid down my back, smiling from ear to ear like some creepy maniac crouched behind our bed. And it took its hands and wrapped them around my braid and started to just pull back ever so slightly. And I could see myself lift up and see my neck, you know, being strained. And I could even feel it from up above, from like, you know, my viewpoint. And this thing was trying to pull me off of my bed with my braid. And it was just smiling and looking up at me the whole time, like on the ceiling. And I saw my mouth open as if I was trying to scream, but it was like the sound was just completely sucked out of the room. Then suddenly the view changed, you know, with the snap. I bursted up out of sleep paralysis. My viewpoint was back to normal. I looked around the room, didn't see anything. I was wigged out though, like just completely freaked out. Felt kind of like I was being watched, didn't feel right. Snuggled in close to my boyfriend until sunrise. Tried to forget about it. The next day, I didn't talk to him, didn't tell him what happened. I really just wanted to let it go. I'm standing in our kitchen cutting up veggies for lunch, and I still had my hair in a long braid down my back, and my boyfriend walks in and comes behind me and out of nowhere grabs my braid and pulls it back really hard, you know, kind of ever so slightly like before, like with his hands. And I screamed and he kind of jumped back, shocked that I reacted that way. You know, it just felt so similar to what I had just experienced hours before. And I kept asking him, you know, why did you do that? What made you pull it like that? And he said, you know, I don't know. He just felt like he wanted to. And I started to get emotional and I ended up explaining, you know, what happened the night before. And he then tells me that I was whispering weird, muffled words under my breath as I slept. He was freaked out. I was freaked out. We just did not want to talk about it anymore. So we lived there for 2 years and have loads of stories. So yeah, that one's just the scariest. Thanks for all that you do. I hope you enjoyed this nightmare of a night, and I will be calling in more. Thank you so much.
Lots of doppelgangers in Ohio, apparently. Thank you, Danny, for calling in. How about that for bad dreams? If they were, in fact, only dreams.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-day challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Series Lowe's tonight in the 16th for tourist activities. Learn more at Stop and Water.
Now our next entry takes us to Oregon for a story that's perhaps another version of the doppelganger phenomena, the audio version. Dakota, welcome to tonight's program.
Hey Derek, this is Dakota from Oregon. I just found myself listening to your podcast as I typically do during work since I'm a delivery driver. It just helps pass the day by. Plus, I've just been a huge fan of paranormal things. Grew up in a haunted house and just have had tons of experiences. My whole family is surrounded by people that are pretty sensitive to paranormal, mainly my immediate family. My sister is very susceptible and my mom also. And anyway, this happened probably back in 2014, maybe even like 2013. It was pretty recent. Soon after I graduated high school, I was at home. I still lived with my parents at the time and my sister, and nobody was home. I was home alone. It was probably like 3 or 4 p.m., so not late, just afternoon. Sunny outside, just typical day, nothing weird. Anyway, I was home alone, and my parents have a tri-level house. So basically you walk in, there's like the main house, and then there's an upstairs bedrooms and a downstairs with just a big like living room and a bathroom attached. And there's also a door that goes to the backyard through the bathroom. Anyway, so I was down there in the basement, what's what we call it, even though it's just like the bottom floor. And the whole house is pretty open. There's only doors to the bedrooms and the bathrooms and then to the garage and then obviously to the outside. So to go down the stairs, you just walk straight in the front door, walk straight about 20 feet, and then there's a stairway going down that's open. There's no door. And the same for upstairs. It's literally like inches next to the downstairs. So the stairways are literally like an inch or two apart, but there's a wall separating them and they don't have doors. So that's just important because you'll see why. So basically, I was down there. I was playing a video game and listening to music because I was home alone and I had the time to kind of be loud. And out of nowhere, I hear my mom yell my name, like super, super loud. I just hear Dakota like that, like just like trying to get my attention. And it made sense, like I said, because I was being really loud at the time. So it would make sense for somebody to yell. So I was like, okay, so I paused it. It obviously frightened me. So I paused my game and I paused my music and I like kind of just listened for a second. I just yelled, "What?" And I said, "Are you home?" Because I thought my parents were gone, you know. I didn't hear the door. We've always had dogs. At the time, we just had two dogs. And definitely one of them would have barked because the little one barks quite a bit. He's just kind of anxious. So I thought it was weird that I didn't hear anybody come in. And he also gets really excited when my parents or any of us get home because he knows what all the cars sound like and he knows what everybody sounds like coming in. So I thought that was weird. I went upstairs, looked around. Obviously, the door was still locked to the front. No cars were in the driveway. Nobody was home. So a little side note, our family house growing up, we have all heard each other's voice and we've all heard our names called. And I know that's a very common theme on your podcast. I've heard a lot of people say that they've heard mimic voices and their names called, and it's very creepy. I've had it happen many times. Anyway, but this is different because I've never heard my name yelled. So I went back to playing my game. I unpaused my music, and I just tried to, like, kind of just filter it out and just chalk it up to, like, another one of the weird things that happens. About 5 minutes later, I heard it again, but even louder. I heard my name, like, at the top of my mom's lungs, in her exact voice, yell my name really loudly, and it did sound like it came from upstairs. So, again, I was like, okay, this is really freaking me out because I'm home alone. I paused everything. I was, like, terrified. Like, I've seen a lot of things. I've heard a lot of things in this house, but I've never heard my name screamed like that. So I went upstairs, looked around. Again, nobody still. All the doors are locked. My dogs are chill. They act like they didn't even hear anything, which is bizarre to me because, you know, it was that loud. I ended up calling my parents. They were still where they were. I don't remember if they were, like, grocery shopping or something. They were just gone together somewhere.
My sister was at a friend's house or working, and I called my parents. They were not home. They were at a store. So I ended up just calling a friend who lived pretty close by, and he came over because I was just freaked out. And, you know, I went through everything in my mind and with him, and, you know, he had experiences at my house also. Anyway, at the end of the day, I could not explain it at all. There was no TV on besides what I was listening to and playing. Nothing that would have said my name, nothing that loud. There's nothing else on in the house when that happened. Again, there's no chance anybody was outside or near the house and yelled my name because, well, again, my dogs would have barked. All I can chalk it up to is a ghost because, like I said, I've had several ghost experiences, paranormal things, and I've heard my name called in the past and everything. So basically, that's like one of the scariest things that's ever happened to me. And I tell people all the time because, you know, now that I don't live in that house, everything that's happened to me there is like really scary to me. And it's just very intense. But anyway, I will be calling back with more because I have a ton more stories specifically tied to that house and then some afterwards. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you, Dakota, for calling in. Now again, it's a different level when the doppelganger you experience is that of one of your family or even your parents. Even if it's only a copy of their voice, there's something about that that's just unsettling. And I know this might not necessarily be a true doppelganger story, because we've heard mimicry stories that were attributed to ghosts on many different occasions. But this does seem to be a copy of a living person. But only the audio version. Perhaps a double talker instead of a double walker. A double Rednir, if I'm saying that correctly. Either way, it's creepy stuff, Dakota. And we can't thank you enough for calling in. Now folks, don't forget to check out our film Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle. Purchase or rent on Apple TV or a whole host of other platforms. Visit BorregoTriangle.com for more information. Now this next one features a complete stranger and his look-alike. Or a time traveler, I suppose. Please welcome Aubrey to the program.
Hi there, Derek. My name is Aubrey. I'm from Washington State. I started listening to your show a couple weeks back, actually, and I've binged through all of it. And the entire time, I was thinking that I did not actually have a story to submit because I'm a high skeptic. I'm the kind of person who says that I want to believe, but I debunk pretty much everything I come across. Well, the other day, my partner reminded me of a person we will refer to as Bluetooth guy. So in Snohomish County in Washington, there is a trail called the Centennial Trail. It runs on an old railway line, and it's like 30 miles, I think, walking trail. And last year, around spring or summer, we used to walk it quite a bit. And we would start in Snohomish and go north on the trail. So there's a trailhead right outside of Snohomish, and then another trailhead northern in Machias. So around the Machias trailhead, middle of the day, summer, we passed a man in a baseball cap, and honestly, it's hard for me to remember any other details of what he looked like. But my partner took note of him as well, that he was just walking the trail very casually, having a conversation on his Bluetooth device. And we were going north, he was going south, didn't think much of him, and we continued northern. And about an hour later, still walking north, we passed the same man again, who was walking south again. And I remember we both did a double take then, thinking that that can't be the same person, but the body language was the same. The colors he was wearing was the same. His posture was the same. The hat was the same. As far as we could tell, it was the same person who was still carrying along a conversation on his Bluetooth. So, you know, it's a short and sweet thing. And, I mean, he could have very well, like, walked a loop somewhere off of the trail or gone down to the trailhead, gotten in his car, drove up to the next trailhead, and then went south again. But the logical explanations are just as strange as the illogical explanation that it felt like some kind of a time slip. So, well, that's it. It's been a blast going through the show. I especially love hearing stories from this area, this wild Pacific Northwest that I'm in. So have a fantastic rest of your day, and happy trails.
Thank you, Aubrey. Now, it's bad enough seeing a stranger while out hiking. I know that's many people's fear. But to see them twice, well, that's simply too many times. And to see them twice going the exact same direction. Unless that person is David Blaine or something, it's highly unusual. But unusual is exactly what these doppelganger calls are. Just a little bit off, a little unsettling, almost that uncanny valley effect. But not all these experiences are weird. Some are almost heartwarming. More on that here in a moment.
Mama, what the... $20,000.
Talk that way. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-day challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Therefore, Jordan's
nursing home or assisted living facility.
The building is all over.
Okay, folks, I have a couple more stories before I have to close this out and begin working on Thursday's program. So this next one is that heartwarming tale that I told you about. Ashley from Nebraska will explain further.
Hi, Derek. My name is Ashley, and I am from Nebraska. I'm a new listener, new-ish. I've been listening for the past 6 months, and it's been pretty much the only podcast I listen to now. I just got through season 6, and there was a story about someone seeing a ghost in Home Depot, I believe. And there was a wondering if ghosts visit other stores like Walmart. And I have a story that aligns with that. My grandmother passed when I was about 8 years old, and that was my first big death. And shortly after, My mom and I were shopping in Walmart, and we were going down the baking aisle, and we saw a woman with her cart full of baked goods or ingredients for making cookies, because my grandma was an avid cookie baker. And this woman had the same stature, same hair, and when she turned around and looked at my mom and I, it was my great-grandmother. And my mom and I didn't speak to her. I think we were in total disbelief because my grandma was no longer on this earth. And we went over into the next aisle and just had like a "that was grandma" moment. And we went back to the cookie aisle and she was not there. Now, my grandma, when she passed, was 90 years old. She didn't get around quickly, so my mom and I proceeded to go down every single aisle in that Walmart looking for this woman, and she was nowhere to be found. Still to this day, my mom and I will talk about it because it was my first time ever seeing a ghost. And I'm very fortunate that it was my great-grandmother. Thank you so much for this podcast, Derek. It's an incredible safe space for us people that are sensitive to the other side. Keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thank you, Ashley. Now, both my grandmothers have passed, one 30 years ago and one 10 years ago. And I'd give $1 million to run into either of them at Walmart. So I envy you anyway, Ashley. Maybe you were actually given the gift of a visit in a less than ideal environment. But I suppose when it comes to grandmas, you take all the moments you can get, because one day those moments stop coming and you can never get them back. So for your sake, Ashley, I hope that's exactly what that situation was, because I'd hate to think of what else could have been going on. Thank you again for sharing the call. Now, real quick, if you have a story you would like to share here on the program, simply give us a call on our hotline at 888-608-NIGHT. That's 888-608-NIGHT. Or record your story as a voice memo and email it to me at monstersamonguspodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget about those hometown legends. And don't forget about calls for the amusement worker special. Well, since we're being all sentimental, let's share this final doppelganger story, if that is indeed what this entry is. Please welcome Sal to the show.
Hi, how you doing, Derek? My name is Sal. I used to work for the fire department. I just retired on December 29th of last year. When I was working for the fire department, I worked on an ambulance for 16 years. In the early 90s all the way to the mid-2000s. While I was working one day in the late 90s, we had a call of a motor vehicle accident on the Grand Central Parkway. It was a clear night, and it involved three teenagers, I guess. Me and my partner took the driver. We put him in the back of the vehicle because he was in respiratory arrest. He received some head trauma. While driving, I guess he was speeding or something. He must have did something wrong, but there wasn't too much traffic. And somehow he wound up hitting a pillar. This was by 82nd Street. I believe it's exit 5 on the Grand Central, headed towards the Triborough Bridge. As we're working on him, we had two other patients in there, but they were alive. There were firefighters on the scene, so they jumped in the back of the vehicle to help us out. Now, I'm taking care of the patient. I'm wiping the blood off his forehead. I realized that he was in respiratory cardiac arrest. I started to ventilate him while one of the firefighters started doing CPR. As he was doing his compressions, a gentleman, and it was really weird, out of nowhere, very well dressed, was by the back doors and asked us, "Hey man, is he going to be okay?" And I gave him the answer that I usually give. "We're doing everything we can," because it was truthful. We were doing everything we can to bring this kid back. As I'm working on him, ventilating him while the firefighter's doing CPR, I noticed something really strange. That the dude that asked if he was doing okay looked just like him and was wearing the same clothes. So I look at the firefighter and I go, I heard there was only 3 people in that vehicle. And he goes, yeah, that's what I heard. Transported him to the hospital. Never thought about him again. When I ran into that firefighter again by the firehouse, I asked him a question about it. Wasn't it weird, that guy? He goes, yeah. And he acknowledged that he did see him too. And I was like, that's so weird that the guy was wearing the same stuff that he was wearing. And he also asked if he was a family member. And I was like, I didn't see him at the hospital, but I do think it was kind of strange that the dude that we were working on looked just like the gentleman that was outside. And that's my story. Maybe somebody else has a similar story that worked in the same field. I don't know. It was just really weird for me. He looked just like the person that we were working on, and he just disappeared. Strange. Thank you, Derek. Have a good day.
What a powerful story. Thank you, Sal, for calling in. That's quite incredible. Now, if you ask me, this almost sounds like some sort of ghost story. But I suppose a lot of doppelganger stories do. So that's something to think about. I suppose it's a fine line between a doppelganger and a ghostly manifestation. But either way, it was a great story, Sal. And great work out there helping people out. That's not an easy job, and we commend you for doing it. And thanks again for sharing. And that's going to close us out here, folks. I'll catch you back here on Thursday for the latest installment of the main program, which has not and will not change, by the way, just in case anyone is drafting a nasty email or anything. You'll still get that episode the way it's always been delivered, at the very last second. Until then, Monsters Among Us is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes. Copyright Red Crow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes and Delaney Bowers. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. If you love the show, hop online and follow us on one of our social accounts. Give us a like and follow at YouTube as well, as we could always use the help there. Remember, every Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, you can catch the show on the UnX Network by visiting unxnetwork.com. And finally, tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.ag Music, and Carl Gacy at White Bat Audio. Thank you so much for hanging out here this evening. I hope you enjoyed these doppelganger stories as much as I did. Don't forget to stop back by next Tuesday for another themed episode. And don't forget you can get more Monsters Among Us by joining us on Patreon. Patreon.com, search for Monsters Among Us Podcast, and take advantage of that 7-day free trial. Now, do me a big favor. Keep it spooky out there. And have yourself a good night.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.